As we finish the Sugya Megah, I'd like just to make clear the Aleph phase of the Sugya. Sometimes you're in the Sugya for 2 weeks, you're still at the end, I'm missing the Aleph phase. So we're not here 2 weeks, just 2 days, or 2.5 days, so I don't think we have to be confused. The basic rule of a Megah, just 2 lines. By get and matana, you need either oinus or a matana. And by mecher, to be mevatel a mecher, you need oinus and matana. I'll explain that. I'll explain that. You will know Teluya Bezavin Zvina Zvina. If you're ma'anis someone to sell something, even if they're Adim, you hide Adim behind the wall, and they're listening, and someone forces you to sell something, it's a mechira. So by Mecher, Ainis alone is not Mevatel in Mecher, because Teluya Bezavin Zvina Zvina. By mecher, you need oinus and maidah in order to make a bittul of a mecher. By get or matana. By get or matana, you need either oinus, because teluya v'yoyev is ein a matana. If you force someone to give a gift, it's not a matana. Same thing, a get or usa, if you force someone to give a get, it's not a get. So it's oinus oimaidah. Or oimaidah is good even if you don't know there was an oinus. But this is why in the top line we say the kol maidah the lekasefe ananya dinan ananya dinan bebo into the plan yala maidah he. We say on top of the oinus, on top of the page, they have to know the oinus. When you write a shtar maidah, you have to know the oinus. That's only by a mecher. You have to know there's an oinus. No, you don't have to know there's an oinus. Maidah works without even if you don't know there's an oinus, and if you know there's an oinus, it works without a maidah. So it's oinus, oimaidah. Now there's one more connection. This is Pashup Shat in the Gemara, just sort of put down in a simple way. The Rosh is over here, that it works oimaidah, or he says, even just the Gili Nelson. The Rosh writes that you don't have to actually go out and write a shtar maidah to be mevatel a getter or matana. He learns taich in the top of the page that Gili Milsa is good enough. When the Gemara says Gili Milsa ba'almahu, the Rosh learns that Gili Milsa by itself is as good as a maidah. Rav Shimon, when he says his pshatel on maidah, that Maidah works with Asi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur. If Maidah has to work with Asi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur, then Gili Milsa is not good enough. You need a Dibur. You need a Dibur to remember. Gili Milsa could take the place of Aynus, but it can't take the place of Maidah. So Gili Milsa will work if it's a Gili Milsa that is an Aynus. But it's not a Maidah. Maidah has to work the way Rav Shimon was Masber, Asi Dibur and Mevatel Dibur. So this is the this is the background as we start the union of Matanta Tamirta. The Nesivis asks with L'chaira very stark akasha on Bittul Maidah. The Shulchan Aruch brings the idea which Rashi, the Rishbam, brought from Erechim, that you could be Mevatel Maidahs. We all know you could be Mevatel Maidahs. So here the Nesivis asks in Simei Reish Hey Sivkot and Zion. He asks Akasha that by Matana Bittul Maidah is not going to help because the halacha is Oinus Oimaidah works. By Matana So if I get, if you're an Einis or a Maida, it works. So then the Sivis says, Akasha, why does it help to be, what is the whole concept of being Mevatel Maida? By Matana, what does it help you to be Mevatel to Maida? If you're an Einis, it doesn't help. Because by Matana, Einis alone doesn't even need a Maida. If you have a Maida, you don't have to prove your Einis. But if you have it, if you're Einis, it won't help. And it will still help in a case, I guess, where you can't prove that he's an Einis. But a normal Matana is automatically a Gili Milsa that it's an Einis. If a person doesn't want to give, so why is he giving? A Matana, there's no ulterior reason to give. So Frekta Nesivis, what is Bifu Maida going to do? I mean, if we understand that he's an Einis, because Matana Stamazai is a Gili Milsa that he's an Einis, so why is the concept of Bifu Maida brought in Halacha? Gabi Matana, it's not Shayach to the whole Nira, you know, Matana. It's not the Kasha. Because Matana is bottled through Einis or Maida. So if Einis or Maida, so who cares even about the Maida? The Einis remains. So this, it's Hashem, will soon come to answer the Nesivis' Kasha. But first, let's start the Gemara, Matanta Timirta. Shimon's Yisrael L'Chara doesn't, because you don't need the Dibur to be Mevatel the Dibur if he's the Emes and Einis. It's true, but now that we're Mevatel the Meidah, why shouldn't it still work out the Einis? Without maybe Nafkaminis, it could be Nafkaminis in cases where it's a Nafkaminis or still Dibur, Mevatel Dibur. That's why in the status, maybe come up with that convenience. Amar of Yehuda, Hay Matanta Tamirta, Lai Magbin Andu. There's something called a Matanta Tamirta, and you can't manai with a Matanta Tamirta. Hechidami Matanta Tamirta. Amar of Yehuda, the Amalu Lasadi, Zilu Atmuru, the Kosful Lay. Now, how did you learn Pashup Shat in the story? It's so funny that the Rosh Hashanah doesn't say Pshat. What are they writing? He tells them, go hide and write. Write what? Ishtar Raya or Ishtar Kinyan? What's the case? The Pesach Pshat in the case. They're writing Ishtar Raya or they're writing Ishtar Kinyan? Ishtar Kinyan. So they're writing Ishtar Kinyan. If they're writing Ishtar Raya, so what's the difference if they write the Shtar Raya secretly? If they're writing the Shtar Kinyan, so what's the difference? Writing the Shtar Kinyan is not a Kinyan anyway. It's the giving over of the Shtar Kinyan that's the Kinyan, no? What makes the Shtar Kinyan into a Kinyan? The giving, not the writing. From the Rambam's Lashon, it sounds like it's talking about a Shtar Kinyan. I saw in the Shita Mekubetzos also, he says he's talking about a Shtar Kinyan. And if the Shtar Kinyan is written this way, even though the Kinyan itself, however the Kinyan itself is done later, it doesn't matter, the Shtar Kinyan itself is already bottled because it was written in this manner. That's what seems to be shot in the Gemara. That's actually a tremendous Kiddush. Because afterwards you're doing the Kinyan, probably in a normal way. The chesaron is not in the giving of the shtar. The chesaron is the writing of the shtar. So it sounds like if you write the shtar in a bad way, even if you do the kinyan with the shtar later, that's the chiddush of this gemara, that it doesn't work. The reason I say it's mashma from the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon is kisvu, and then he says v'tenu, or v'kenu, whatever his lashon is. The lashon is write, and then do the kinyan, make it a kinyan. So it seems he's talking about a shtar matana, that's a shtar kinyan. And since it's written secretly, that's enough to make it ois matana. Now there are two chidushim in the sugya, and you can't allow yourself to get confused. One chidush is that this matana itself is not a matana. Shtar which is written secretly is itself not payal kinyan matana. And the second chiddush, which the Gemara at least wants to say, in Rava, that the shtar is also a meidah for later. So it stops the second, a later kinyan for being chal. So you follow? There are two chidushim. One is that the writing of the shtar is itself, if you write it in this way, it's a shtar. And the Gemara doesn't have charata from that. The Gemara stays with it. And then the Gemara says a second chidush in Rava, that it's also a meidah for the follow-up. And when it's a meidah for the follow-up, so that the next kinyan you do is ois kinyan. So on that, the Gemara at the end has charata, partial charata. It says la b'chlole itmar, la b'ferishit mel b'chlole itmar. The Gemara will have charata. So let's see the Gemara, what the Gemara says. If you didn't say b'ferish, my b'nai v'k'b'nai ostama pella. Gemara wants to claim to argue instead of the Gemara, the way the Rishbam learns. Stama, you tell somebody, go write a shtar kinyan, it's not a shtar kinyan. It's very difficult to understand such a svara, that stama, you tell someone, go write a shtar kinyan, and then you do a kinyan with it, it's not chal. The only way to understand is to say that in the time of the Gemara, all shtar kinyan were written publicly. And this was a tremendous shinui to say stama. Only way to understand. You take a fine, because I'll say that if you lend money with a shtar, there's a koil, it's a foursome. So it seems the shtaris were written publicly. So this was a mishuna de kashinui to write it stama. But in Achinami, the Rosh says, and Shulchan Aruch it says, that Bizman HaZeh, this wouldn't be true. Because Bizman HaZeh, nobody writes stories b'shuka. Everyone does stama, or even less than stama. So as long as you do it in the normal way, it's not an issue. So here Rava comes with the second chiddush, that it's a meidah l'chavrta. What is l'chavrta? So Rishbam says, what's he saying? You have a problem here. What did this man do? He gave matana tamirta on Sunday and matana gluya on Monday. So we're saying that this which he gave on Sunday is a meidah that this which he's going to give on Monday he doesn't really mean. The matana he's giving on Monday he doesn't really mean. Okay. Now Monday's matana was ba'ahinus or not ba'ahinus? What's the case? What's the case in the Gemara? Sunday he wrote a matana tamirta. Monday his matana tamirta is a meidah for Monday. What's Monday? What type of matana? With ba'ahinus or without an ba'ahinus? What's the Gemara's case? Anybody? Huh? What's the second matana, you think? Because this is it's a hole in the whole Gemara. He did a matana to me on Sunday. It's a meidah on Monday's matana. I'm asking you. If Monday's matana was ba'ainis, would this Gemara make sense? Or it means Monday's matana was not with an ayinus. Any opinions? 50-50 chance. It's only two possible answers. Yeah? So what's the case? I'll give you a hint. What I wrote on the board. Yeah? Monday's matana. If Monday's matana was ba'ayinus, do you need a meidah? Do you need a meidah if Monday's matana was an ayinus, the second matana? You don't need a meidah. Because the second one of his ba'ayinus, it works without a meidah. Elamai must be talking that Monday was done baratzim. And the matana tamirta of Sunday helps to mevatel matana baratzim on Monday. That's pshat in the Gemara. That can't be pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rava was lab beferishit ma'elam aklolit. It came from the story of this lady with the Kedushin. With Sunday he wrote it to his child, Matana Tmirta. And Monday he went to the woman he hopes to marry, and he gave it to her. And the Gemara counts that as an einus. So the second gift was ba'einus. So it can't be. The Gemara, either way, is going to be shver. He did it in Matana Tmirta, which is a meidah for the next day's gift. For Monday's gift. If Monday's gift was baratzen, so it can't be. Because how do you have maklolei etmar? How do you see that from the story of the itza? The story of the itza wasn't Monday's gift. Elamai, Monday's gift was ba'ainis. If Monday's gift was ba'ainis, look at the rule. The rule is, a shtar, a matana, or a get, it's ainis ay maida. Either ainis or maida is enough to be mevatel the matana. So Monday's gift was ba'ainis. Who cares if the matana tamirta was a maida? It's not a maida. Even if it's not a maida, it's still an ainis. So what's going on? What is this matana tmirta meidah for? It's a davar pella in the pshat in the Gemara. Now, if you would say matana tmirta is a meidah for a mecher, that would be good, because by mecher you need einis v'gam meidah. So if the meidah is batel, then it's a mecher. But the Rashbam says matana ay mecher. In the case of itzah, the Gemara considers to be matana. By matana, the whole sugya matana tmirta being a meidah for the next day, l'chayre, doesn't make sense, because you don't by matana you don't need a meidah. So this is a problem in the sugya, which is addressed by a tshuva sarivash. The rivash is quoted in the Torah and in the Sma, Resh Mem Beis of Kut and Tezvav. That's the kashra. Why do you have to come on to it? It's an einus anyway. And by matana, that you need both by signasei talui the yahiv is a matana. I don't think anybody holds that way. Talui of a yahiv, which we saw in Taisus Amemches, that Taluya V'yav is not a matana. I think anybody holds Taluya V'yav is a matana. Get certainly not. Get most is not a get. Bezna has a craft in which you force them to give a get, but if Stamaz you force someone to give a get, they get to get most. So the Rivash has a tshuva, which as I said is quoted by the Torah, by the Sma, the Vachanim brings it here in the Kavit Shurim. And he says, of course, that there are two dinim. There are two types of an einus. One einus is an einus gomor, what he calls an einus gomor, which is the Gemara was talking about till now. An einus gomor is somebody who's forced. Either he's forced with a threat of harm, or like the Gemara's ma'aser with the pardesa. That's called an einus gomor. There's something else called, he calls it einus denafshe. Einus denafshe means he brings the einus on himself. He wants to marry this woman. He's not mechuyev to marry this woman. He wants to marry the woman. And therefore he goes ahead and he does a matana to her. Because it's something that he wants, that he's out, that he desires. In such a case with Chayshish, that maybe he was Gomer HaMakdi. At the time that he gave her the gift, maybe he was Gomer HaMakdi. So by Ainsa Dinafshe, an Ainis that the person makes the Ainis on himself, it's not an outside Ainis, is up to Rivash. That's the chiddush of this Gemara, that you need einus plus maida. Well, unsa denafshe needs einus plus maida. It's not enough einus itself. It's takadavar mistaver. See, in a minute we'll talk about the case of Hayitza. It's takadavar that it's takad, it's a very shvach ha'inis, the case of Hayitza. So this is his chiddush. Like this, the Nesivus' kasha is of course answered. Nesivus asked, when do you have a case of bitul meida by matana? Why does the Shulchan Aruch bring a concept of bitul meida by matana? Matana, even if you mevatel the meida, if it's an einus, you need einus or meida. So why does bitul meida to wife? According to Rivash, it's good. By the type of matana, by unsa de nafshe, you need einus plus meida. So there, it makes sense. There, if the maidah is bottle, the inis itself is nothing. So you do have certain cases of matana that are this way. There's a tshuva in the Rashba about a man who got angry. He had two sons. I think the Rashba calls it Yaakov was the father, and he had two sons, Reuven and Shimon. He got very angry at Reuven. And because he got angry at Reuven, he wrote all his nechasim as a matana to Shimon. So Reuven, you're not getting anything. And he didn't write a will, he wrote a matana. He wrote a shtar matana to give everything he had to Shimon. Later on he called, can you calm down? So he goes to Beis Din, apparently Shimon didn't want to give it back. So he goes to Beis Din, and he tells Beis Din that he was an einus, it was a matana ba'einus. He has this problem with Kass. He gets angry. And when he gets angry, he's honest. He can't control himself. And Mamela, the matana that he gave, is an honest. So he wanted to be Mavatl, the matana. So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that it can't be mevatel such a matana al tzainis. He says it's different than a hi itza. At least there was somebody outside forcing him. There was a woman forcing him. But he himself, his own kas forcing him, the Rashba says he can't call that an einus. What a person does to himself, you can't call an einus. That's what the Rashba writes in the Tshuva. According to the Rivash, it's even more that way. The Rashi writes, it's not similar to Hayitza. Because Hayitza was someone outside forcing him. Kas, he did to himself. Like the Rivash, it's even more pashut. Because according to the Rivash, even Hayitza needs two things. Needs Maidah plus Aynis by Hayitza. Right? The Matanta Tamir to Meir Maidah plus an Aynis. Even if you'll say getting himself angry is equal to Hayitza, still he didn't do Maidah. All he did was Aynis without Maidah. So that even bothers me a little that the Rashba doesn't say what the Rivash says. Maybe the Rashba held that what he says is even more partial. Because he got angry, that doesn't make Aynis. Aynis has to be from outside of you. According to Rivash, it's that way. Alright, so this is the first chiddush of the Gemara, that there's something called an unsa denafshei, and that goes in the same category as mecher. It needs einus v'gam meidah, it needs both. Now we come to the story of the itza, a very difficult story. Amar Papa, hadarava la b'feirish itma elam aklala itmar dehu gabra da'azla tusha itza. This man went to be mekadosh a woman. Amar alei ikasavta li kula nichsech havin alach. You want me to marry you? You know, you can't just ask me to marry you. You have to mefayis me. Give me presents. Which presents? I want everything. I want all your money. Now, it's clear she didn't say, I'm a kabbal kedushin almanos. This is not an almanos. This is bederach pius. She said, send me a gift, and I'll be mefayis. So, ozel kosfa leila kulei nechsi. He went, he wrote it. Now it can't be he gave it yet, because if he wrote it without giving, if he wrote it and gave it, then the matana is finished. So he wrote it. He didn't give it yet. Asa break shisha. So he had an older son. Amalei. Who gave him atavi alei? What can be with me? You're not leaving me anything. Amalehu l'sadi. He told the witnesses zilu atmuru be'iver yamina. The kisvulei. Right, a start to him again. It bothers me. Moses says kisvulei. Chayim a kisvul. And he did a kenyan. Because writing itself, right, there's nothing. Unless I'm missing something, it's a Gemara. It bothers me every time it says kisvu, that l'chari kisvu has to mean kisvu and give. So here, l'chari told the Edom, write it and give it to him. Us l'kamei d'rava, amalu, loy markon, of loy markon. And the chaz asav mishum da'avi meidah, l'chavrta. So this story came out because someone looked, he said, oh, when you give matanta tamirta, not only is the matanta tamirta not kind of for itself, but it's also a meidah l'chavrta, and Mimela, that's how the story came out, that it's that Matanta Tamirta is always a Meidah. And the Gemara says Velayhi. But before the Velayhi, the story of the Yitzah stands. It's the Maskana here, the story of the Yitzah. I don't know, I had a number of issues with the story of the Yitzah. There's one issue which I don't see, I'm not sure I know an answer to. And that is that to me, the Hu Itzah doesn't sound like an Aynis. Because he doesn't have to marry this woman. I don't understand how it even starts to be an Aynis. The Rivash calls it Unsa Denafshe. What Unsa? You know, if you want it, you have to, if you want it, you have to go after it. If you don't want it, you don't have to go after it. Like, there's an Aynis to marry this woman. Maybe he was so he wanted to marry her so badly he couldn't control himself. Is that what it means? So I'm not sure what the answer to this is. I'm not sure if this is what the Achrayim mean to ask, because they ask a different question. So I'll put this aside. The thing that bothers me, you don't have to marry her in the first place. The way the Kash is asked in the Yosemeach and the Kedulei Shmuel and the Kevet Shirim, they ask a different question. They ask that the case of this woman is more similar to Tulua Vizavin than to Tulua Viyoiv. The case of the woman saying, give me money or else I won't marry you. Now, it's true she's saying give me, which is a matana. But what's the difference? Why Tuluya Vizavin Svina Zvini? We say, Agav Zuzi Gamra Makni. Since he's getting something from it, so he does it willingly. That's why Tuluya Vizavin is a sale. So he's doing it willingly. We say the bottom line, he's getting something, he does it willingly. Here also, bottom line, he's getting something for this. He's getting the woman. So why isn't it similar to Tuluya Vizavin Svina Zvini? Why is it a matana? Why don't we say Agav Zuzi Gamra Makni? Here, Agav Itza Gamra Makni. He's getting a woman. So therefore, he does it willingly. So Rabbi Chanan, to answer this kasha, asks another kasha, an interesting kasha, which he brings from somebody, I don't remember who. Here's another kasha. You know, the halacha is a get mu'usa is possible. If people go over to a man and they beat him up until he gets a get, it's possible. That's called a get mu'usa. Only Bezdin has a right then, to do a ma'aseh Bezdin to force a get. At Stamazai, people go and they force a man to give a get. So it's a possible get. The get mu'usa is possible. And that's what we have on the board. A get, oinis oimaida. If you ma'anis a man to give a get, it's nothing. Frederick Bochanan, I have a great answer. You want to force a man to give a get. So you go over to him, you say, look, I'll give you $100 if you give the get. He says, no. So you beat him up until he does it for $100. What do you gain? Now it should be Tuluya Vizavin Zvina Zvini. If you stop as I beat him up to give a get, that's like Tuluya Vizavin. You're beating someone up to give something, not for money. So Tuluya V'yav, that's a get mosa, there's no Gemara status. But if you pay someone for it, if you force, you want someone to give you a matana, he doesn't want to give it to you. you pay him for it, and you force him to give it to you for money, then it's a good natama.
So you're going to go with the right.
Okay, that's true. Okay, 1 second. So he says, by a get, beat him up and make him do it for money. And say, Agav Zuzi, Gamar Rabbi Yahiv. That he does it for money. So Rabbi Chanan brings, I think this is also in the Rivash. He brings two terutzim from the Rivash. One he brings is what Shamshi is saying, that Tuluy Vizavin is only for the right price. It's hard to know what's the right price for giving a get. So what does it mean? It's an equal trade. This man doesn't want to do it for $100, it means it's not worth $100 to him. But he brings a second teretz. And the way Rabbi Chanan is masber the second teretz, I think in the Rivash actually the earlier teretz, but he says that Tluya V'Zavim is only where what you're giving does the kinyan. What you're giving is pile the kinyan. I give you $100, so now your field becomes mine. Or I give you a para, now you get $100. But where the money is not an exchange for what's happening. In other words, I'm beating you up to give a get. Then you get $100. It's not $100 is not the kinyan on the get. Even if you take the $100, you don't have to give the get. So in such a case, that's not Tluya V'Zavin. Tluya V'Zavin is where the money you get is the exchange, it's payo, the kinyan or the hischaidus, for what you're getting. If it's karka, it's payo the kinyan. It's metalkalin, at least it's payo lechiv, hischaidus. But Shenke better get, even if he takes $100, he can change his mind and not give the get. Zot Rebbe Chanan, and the Gedulah Shmuel says the same thing. That this Gemara is talking, that even if you gave the woman the money, she doesn't have to take the Kedusha. She's saying, you want to marry me? Give me fayas me. Give me gifts. She gives a gift. She didn't guarantee that she'll get married for him. It's not part of his chayvus of Kedusha. That's why it's called the Matana in this Gemara. Because something that's not part of his chayvus, that's this Yisai, that's Teluya the Yahiv. He's giving a gift. There'll be a Shaivus, there won't be a Shaivus, he's giving a gift. And Mimela, the woman is not mechuyev to do a kedushin. So Mimela, the whole thing is bad. The whole thing is a matana, and the matana ba'inis doesn't. The matana here is considered to be ba'inis. It's not Tluya V'Zavin, so it's meaning at all. What? So he is lashon is it's payel his chayvus. Because when you get the money, you're mechuyev. You're not allowed to back out. If you back out, it's chal. But you're not, it's also to back out when you take money for the talking. The Arsameach, I didn't look at it, I didn't see the Arsameach inside, it's quoting Gedulei Shmuel. It sounds like the Arsameach says the more pashut the teretz. He says that it's an anansadi, that no one gives away all his money just to marry a woman. That nobody would give away all his lechasim to marry a woman. That's not to leave his oven. Nobody, it can't be that that's a zvini, that that's a sale. That's why it's not together to leave. So what happens here at the end of the day with this man, with this woman? What happens at the end of the day? You know, it's nice. You have a man and a woman. Who wins at the end? He pretended to give her everything. She married him. What does it say at the end of the story? The Rishbam says his plan was to marry her. And after they marry, maybe you wait a week after Sheva Brachas, he tells her, you know that gift I gave you? That was most of my daughter. It's not a gift. It's not yours. And they stay married. That's what it sounds like, no? But what would happen here at the end of the story? How would the Itza? At the end of the day, they're married. Because Moshe Meidah said, Matana is bottle. And they stay married. The woman wasn't smart enough to say Almanas. If she had said Almanas, it wouldn't be. But she didn't say Almanas. So that's what ends up. They're married. And there's no, and she doesn't get the money. So it seems to happen here at the end of the day. There's a Nesivis. Nesivis says, what? No, he wasn't Mekadish with that. See, if this story would have been that he's Mekadisha with the money, with the Anah that she's getting the money, then the Kedusha would be Bav. But that's not the Maisik. The whole teretz of the Kedusha and the Rebbe Chanan is that he gave money and there was no Hiskaivus for Kedusha yet. But it was Mephayasar, and then afterwards it was a Kedusha. So it comes out he's Mephayasar, a false pious. And nevertheless, it's still a good Kedusha. The Gedulah Shmuel compares it to a Nesivis. There's a Nesivis. You need a Tanai Kafel by Dini Mamin. You want to make a Tanai. Machlekes Rishonim, but we paskin that you need a Tanai Kafel. Some Rishonim hold you only need a Tanai Kafel by Gittin the Kedushin. The Ramah paskins, you need it by Mamin too. You need a Tanai Kafel. So what happens if you make a Tanai Sha'ime Kafel? I do a business deal, I sell you something, I make a condition. But I'm not kaifel it. So even if I don't keep the Tanai, the mecher is kai. Am I mechuyiv to keep the Tanai? So the shit of the ketzais is that you have to keep up the Tanai. If I sell you something, almanas, you drive me to yeshiva every day. I didn't make a Tanai kafel. So if you don't drive me, the mecher is still kai. But the Ketzai says he's still mechuyev to drive me every day. Because I only sold it to you al das kein. I didn't say it tonight, kofos is not mevatel. But the etzem thing that I did, you still have to do. The Siva says no. The Siva says anytime you don't make it tonight, kofos, it's what he calls bitume nili bi'alma. It's a preference. I prefer that you drive me every day. But it doesn't create a schaivus. Dula Shmuel brings a raya from this Gemara. This woman, Zicha, wanted the Kedushin with all this money. Yeah, because she didn't make it tonight. She didn't make a profit tonight. She didn't make it tonight at all. At the end of the day, she's married to him and she doesn't get the money. We don't say he has to give her the money. So he brings a raya from here to the Nesivis that there's such a thing. That person does a deal. Even though he spoke certain things out, he didn't speak them out as a Tanai, or as a proper Tanai. So it's nice. Anyway, the Gemara ends, V'loi, Hasa mucha milsa, demachmas unsa, hu dekasavla. There it's different. There by Kedushin, it's clear that it's an Inus. And again, I don't have a teretz. Why in the world it's called an Inus? He's not mechuyev to marry her. I don't really know. Aval hacha, what? He's an oinus. Well, she said, if you want to marry me, be mefayis me with money. He has to keep his word, you mean? That's the pshat there. He has to keep his word. Doesn't sound like a real oinus. Every time you do a business deal, and you have to keep your word. So as I mentioned yesterday, there's the Rashbam here and the Machlekes Rashbam, which is here on the Amud Aleph, and the Rosh. If the Rashbam says that matanta tamir to lay magbinon day, you don't manayin, but tfisa helps. Someone is typhus, it helps. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that matanta tamir is a vadai, and therefore tfisa doesn't help. He is that even if it was a suffix, he would hold tfisa doesn't help. He holds the chaf, tfisa doesn't help. But the emes is, he says it's a vaday. I was thinking that this rush is l'shitasai. I wrote on the board on the top line that the rush is oy gilu milsa. That gilu milsa is also enough to make a matana bibakel. So matana tmirta is a gilu milsa that is not nichale, and the rush also is considered a vaday. It's a vaday that he's going. Okay, so much for the sugya of meidah. Mishnah kol chazaka she'ini mataina ina chazaka. We learned this already numerous times. The kla gadol of aperik, any chazaka without a taina is nothing. Ketzad. Here it's a little strange. Ketzad. What would you say if I said ketzad? I'd say a person doesn't say a taina. The Mishnah says, Amalai ma'ata isim seshali hu aimalai shalai amali adam dava mi'aimam. In a chazaka. It doesn't say he was quiet. It says, Loi omali adam dover me'aylam. If you keep quiet, avada. So that's what it says in Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim says, Shtika is zichanadim. But you might think this is better. Why is this better? Because he's saying at least, you know, you didn't say anything. So if I said, Yemaychel. So now we say, so Teres Chaim comes on that Shtika is zicha. More pashtun at a time. The Ritva says fakert. Ritva says that shtika is a bit of chiddush. If he's shaisik, maybe he has a kind. It's a shame to say it. Shtika is really a bigger chiddush. Should have said shtika. He says that the reason that the Mishnah didn't hop on a case of shtika is for a revusa de sefer. That even if first he said lo yamli dava me'aylam, and then he says macharta nasata li b'matana, it's good. If he's shaisik, and then he says macharta tzichagum, that's a revusa of the sefer. That even if he first said lo yamli dava me'aylam ein chazaka, if he later says macharta nasata li matana avicha machroli avicha nasli matana harizu chazaka, even though originally he didn't say anything. So that's the Ritva. So it seems the Machlekes, the Ritva, the Taras Chaim, if Shtika is more Pashit or less Pashit. We spoke in the beginning of the year in the Din Torah, if a person has a right to just be Shaisik. It's always a confusing thing to me. Someone's Tevei, I mean, I don't want to say anything. So I think what we said then is if he has no Rayas Kenegan, me nothing, I can be Shaisik. That's La Baal Varam Didiya. But if he's a Marikama, just be quiet. You go to the entire, you plead the fifth. You don't want to say anything. What would be in halacha? It seems that the Ritva and the Teres Chaim seem to have some disagreement whether shtika is a mile or shtika is a chasar in this case. The Ritva is saying that shtika is a bigger chiddush that you win with shtika, which means shtika is a chasar. Teres Chaim says that shtika is a mile. So that seems to be the difference of opinion.